Daf Shin Nun Vav, Parshas Nitzavim. Says the Maranayim. Pasuk says, Loi Bashamayim Hi, Loi Me'ever LeYami. Torah, that's not clear actually what the, which mitzvah, the Pasuk says, Ki HaMitzvah Zayis HaShar Nechi Mitzavcha Yom, this mitzvah that I'm commanding you today, is not in the heavens, it's not on the other side of the ocean. So the Shaila is, what mitzvah we're talking about, this is Machlekes Rishonim. Explains the Maranayim. V'dosh HaChazal, so Chazal say, Loi Bashamayim. What does it mean? The Torah is not b'shamayim. It means b'mi shemizgoe es atzmai ad shamayim, that this mitzvah will not be found for people who are arrogant. They hold themselves up to the heavens. Their noses are in the sky. V'loi b'tagrin, and it won't be found, this mitzvah will not be found in merchants, business people. Merchants, business people. So asks the Maranayim, what is going on here? Lahavin mipnei ma ena Torah b'tagrin. Why can't business people have Torah? What's that about? Bishleim mishem izgoa. I can understand a person who's arrogant. Amru alav. They say, it says about him, imchacham hochachmasim istalekes mimeno, that even if he's wise, his wisdom will depart from him. So I understand why this mitzvah, if it refers to Torah, cannot be found by a person who doesn't have chachma. Ele b'tagrin, but business people, am I loy? Why not? Haloy the Torah b'ra. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants the world to be occupied with people who are out there. V'gam lahav in lashon haposuk me'ever layam. What is the meaning of this reference that Torah is not on the opposite side of the ocean? What's that referring to? Ach noida. We are parshas nitzavim. Dav Shin Nun Zayin, we're starting the top of Shin Nun Zayin. Now, the Maranayim introduces a concept which is brought in many of the early Sifrei Chassidus as an inyan unto itself. Evidently, they were responding to, and even some of the later Svarim in the communist countries addressed this issue extensively. And that was a pirud, a separation between Torah Shebiksav, the written law, and Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law. And the unity of these two Torahs becomes very central in these early works. That's what the Maranayim addresses here. Ach noida, sheyesh lanu shtei Torahs. It's known that we have two Torahs, Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebal Peh. We have the written law and the oral law. We need to understand, why did the Rebbeinu Shlom divide them into two Torahs? You know, the concept is, ki zois ha-toyra odom. The Pasuk says, zois ha-toyra odom ki yom ba'oil. So many of the commentaries place the comma after the word ha-odom. This is the Torah man. What does that mean? Ki yesh ba-toyra remach mitzvah sasei. Because we know that Torah has 248 positive mitzvahs, ushasa mitzvahs lo yisaseh, and 365 negative mitzvahs. Ve-nikra toira koyma shleima ruchnias. The Torah is called a structure, a complete structure, a spiritual structure, klula mitaryag mitzvahs, which is combined, it's made up of 613 mitzvahs. Similarly, v'ha adam, the human being, nivra b'rimach evarim, is created with 248 limbs, v'shasa gidim gashmiim, has 365 sinews, which are physical. This analogy between the human being and Torah is a concept that's brought in the Zohar. Now, when a person fulfills one of the 248 positive mitzvahs, azay mamshechius meha mitzvahs el ha'ever haproti, then he draws a life source from the mitzvah that he's fulfilling to that individual limb. Hamisyaches loisa mitzvah. Every limb has a corresponding mitzvah. I bought a sefer recently that goes through all the mitzvahs and which limbs they correspond to. An early Kabbalistic work. So each mitzvah corresponds to an individual aver. V'chein, similarly, yoshav v'loy ovar avera. When a person restrains himself from doing something which he is tempted to do, which is a thou shalt not, Bihizdamnoloi, when that opportunity presents itself to him, as a nimshach shefachius ruchani, the person is able to draw upon himself a bounty, a flow of spiritual energy, el hagid agashmi, to that sinu, hamisiachis loisa loisase, that corresponds to that thou shalt not. Kamar marzal, like we see in the words of our sages, yoshav leover avera. A person restrains himself and doesn't transgress an avera, nechshav lekilu osa mitzvah, it is considered as if he has fulfilled a mitzvah. In what regard is it considered as if he fulfills a mitzvah? He says, with regard to the fact that the person will draw upon himself this spiritual energy. Awesome thing the Maharanayim is saying here, that not only do we draw this spiritual energy for the fulfillment of a positive mitzvah, but there is an active spiritual withdrawal that takes place when a person restrains himself from violating a negative mitzvah. However, v'im chas v'shalom over al ezel leisasei, if a person transgresses a thou shalt not, v'nisrashol meizem mitzvah sasei, or he's negligent and violates a mitzvah, is as anistalik hachius ma'aver, he causes that life source to abandon that limb, or may hagid, or from that sinu, ham yuchas neged oisem mitzvah pratis, that corresponds to that individual mitzvah, va'oz nikra ha'ever oy hagid meis, and at that time that limb is considered a dead limb. Ulecheach, and for this reason, harishoyim b'chayim kriyim meisim, for this reason we find that the wicked, even while they're alive, are considered dead, because the majority of their body is dead due to the fact that they have violated so many mitzvahs that they have removed the chiyus from virtually their entire body. So they're dead. Next paragraph. Man is created in the image of Hashem. What kind of image? Says the Maharanayim, Elikim Nikra HaTorah. The image that we're referring to, that man is created in that image, refers to the fact that the human being is created in the image of Torah. Why is it called Elikim? Because Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam are one. And as a result, you can call Torah God in this context. V'hine, the Pasuk says, Mibisori Echsa Elikai. From my flesh, I can see God. This means kimoy sheba adam hagashmi tzarech dav kashiyeh docha v'nukva, just like in physical human beings there needs to be a male and a female, kizeh b'leizeh nikra plagufa, because one without the other is considered a half a body, ubizdav gam nikroim adam shalom, but when they get together they are called a whole person, kachu be'elef alfei alafim havdalei, so too is it in tens of thousands of separations, in the spiritual realm, there too, there is a male and female. The male in the godly sense is the written Torah. The receiver is the Torah Shebal Peh. That's the female. Now, just like in the physical sense, the language of the Zohar is that the Nukva, the female, has no energy of her own. She lives the way it used to be once upon a time. The male used to support the female. Once she receives the bounty from the male, then she distributes it to her children. And after she receives from the male, then the entire home operates through her. Similarly, with again using tens of thousands of separations, the oral law has nothing from itself. Rak mashe mikabelis me'adocha, only that which she receives from the male counterpart, hu Torah shebiksav, and that's the written law. Where do we see this? See, explains. Ki b'yud gimel midas ha'Torah nedreshes. We know that Torah is explained. the written law is darshened with the 13 methods of extrapolation. And as a result, we draw the source from the written law to the oral law. But after that one original step, everything operates through the oral law. The halacha, the understanding, everything comes through the oral law, just like the home operates through the wife. Because if a person uses their mind, wherever a person looks, wherever they turn, yesh Torah v'dinim, no matter where a Jew looks in his life, there's always halachas, there's always Torah. Let's use an example. If a person's involved in business transactions, is yira alzeh kamadinim, the person will see all kinds of halachas, hamafurashim heite, which are explained beautifully, b'toyer shabal peh, in the oral law. And for this reason, there's an entire volume called Chayshe Mishpat that deals exclusively with business transactions, with matters between one person and the next. And then we turn to food. Is Netilas Yadayim? There's the laws of washing one's hands, or Birchas Hamazon and benching. There's a whole Yeredeya that deals with the kashrus of foods. And we should understand that the Torah that exists, whether it's in the business or it's in the food, he hamanaheges es hadavarahu, it conducts, it operates that, v'noisenes chayinim el yoinim boy, and it gives the heavenly life to it, umashbez hashava b'toichai. All of Wall Street is sustained by choshen mishpat. Everything there is sustained moment by moment through the Torah that gives it its laws. You wonder what's going on there if it all collapses. Maybe something's doing something. Maybe Choshen Mishpat is not that active there after all. Now, so if in the business place and at the table we're operating through Torah, well then we're operating through Hashem, because Torah and Hashem are inseparable. Is nimtza kilei sasar panumine, what comes out of that, to use the language of the Zohar, is that there's no place which is void of Hashem's presence. V'hu malei kol aretz kevayda, this is the meaning of the pasuk which says that the entire world is suffused with the presence of Hashem. Therefore, v'tzorach liyachid es shtei ha-toyrois, we need to unify the two toyrois, shaloi lahafridon zeh mezeh, that they never become separated. You can't have Torah Shabbiksav without Torah Shabbal Peh, or Torah Shabbal Peh without Torah Shabbiksav. And understand this well. Uboi Ureein, come and see. Eich Afilu B'davar Shofel, come and see how even in the lowliest places, K'may Be'sakise, like the bathroom, Yesh Gam Ken Kam Adinam Alzeh, there's halachas of conduct in the bathroom. Like the statement made by that disciple who followed his teacher, the Beis Akisa, into the bathroom. And he said to him, why are you following me in here? He says, because here too is Torah. I got to know how to conduct myself. Because the Torah constricts herself to everything. Everything which is required for the anhaga of the world, because if there wasn't a Torah that was relevant to it, it would not exist. Because Torah is the chiyus of the world. And without that chiyus, that aspect of the world would not exist. Can we get a grunt? Very good, thank you. Vezesh Amar HaKosev, next paragraph. This is the meaning of the pasuk. In all of your ways shall you get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person needs in everything that he does, a yistaklo looks at, that the person should look at it with a Torah perspective. And the person must believe with a complete and total faith. Kichol han hagas hadvarim, that the entire operation of that thing, he al piyat Torah, it's only operating through the aspect of Torah that's relevant to it. V'al zeh omru, for this Chazal say, bo Chavakuk ve'midan alachas, that the Novi Chavakuk came and boiled it all down to one thing. Tzadik be'manosi yichya, ki ha'ikru emunah, because the main thing is this faith. If a person looks at all things and understands that that which sustains it is the Torah within it, then the person obviously will take the next step and fulfill knowing Hashem in all of his ways. And he'll think, once the person recognizes that in the business place, that it is operated and sustained through Chesh and Mishpat, through the Torah, then he'll also come to take the next step, and that he's not the operator. He's not the one who's doing it. What's really giving it its life is the Torah that exists in that situation. It's happening by itself. It's only playing itself out with me as an actor in that action of this business transaction. But what it really is Torah. And it's acting itself out through my limbs and my speech, but what it really is Torah. I'm brought into this situation in order to be able to fulfill the Torah which is relevant to this situation. Next paragraph. About this, the Torah says, Moshe gathers Klal Yisrael and says to them, Sheshes Yomim Teosim Melocha, 6 days work shall be done. B'yom Hashvi'i Shabbos, on the 7th day is Shabbos. Ulahavin Ma'al Loshen Teosim B'tzeire Tachas Hatov. Why does the Pasuk say, 6 days shall the work be done, instead of 6 days shall you do work? Mashma, which suggests Teosim Me'atzma, that the work gets done on its own. It's like we've been discussing that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, v'amar lahem, and he said to them, there's no question that people need to do work. Don't think that when you're doing work, it's not Torah. He says, these are the things that Hashem commanded, 6 days shall you do work. We got to understand that even these things that appear to be outside of the realm of Torah, the work day, the school day, whatever it might be, is also what's really going on is that Torah is playing itself out there in 6 days a week. The work shall get done, and on the 7th day is Kodesh. Ki bi'asoy seikach kol hashisha yomim. If a person lives with this attitude all 6 days, oz b'yem hashvi'i yebavad de Kodesh, then he can feel a Shabbos. Then a person can experience a Shabbos. Why? Ki himshich kedusha l'chol hashiva yomim. Because he didn't live like a goy all 6 days. Even when he was operating in the world, he lived like a Jew for those 6 days. And therefore he drew Kedusha to all 6 days. Then the 7th day can be Kodesh. Kimisha Torah b'Erev Shabbos, as Chazal say, he who toils on Erev Shabbos will eat on Shabbos. Kimasha Nikroim Hasheisha Yomim Choyl. The fact that we call the 6 days the weekdays, Humiloshna Shesamti Choyl Gvul Hayom, comes from a language of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I've made the sand the boundary of the sea. Kim Yirtz Hashem bevias Mashiachenu b'meher b'yameinu, because Yirtz Hashem, when Mashiach comes speedily in our days, as Azayyeh Yem Shekul Shabbos, then the world will all be Shabbos. Ki Oz Yisbadi Kopi Al Yavad, because then the forces of evil are dissipated. And all the dark side is gone. Then the facade is left. All there is Kedusha. It's only today in our Golus. We need to do the work to draw the Kedusha into the 6 days of the week. Because now there is the forces that try to prevent Kedusha from entering the world. We need to draw the Kedusha through our fulfilling of this concept of knowing, of bringing Hashem, by connecting to Hashem in all of our ways. We have to do it in such a way that the boundaries of the world saying to us, okay, up until here, Shabbos you could have, but the 6 days belong to us. By our fulfilling, we turn even those areas that the other side wants to claim for itself, we turn those into Shabbos, into Kedusha. All right, Naxalin Yanenu, says the Maran. Let's go back to what we were talking about. We got distracted. Even within the human being, if man is created in the image of Torah, so within the human being, there is written law and oral law. Where do we see that? Before a person speaks, so the letters are formatted, they're formed in thought and in the heart. Because the thought, as it appears in the mind and in the heart, they are two friends that don't part. When it's still in the mind and in the heart, in the emotions, that's called the written law. Miloshen HaKosuv, as we see in the Pasuk, Kosvim Aluach Libecha, says write them on the tablet of your heart. V'adibur Nikre Torah Shebal Peh. But speech, when it comes out in the form of words, then it's already called the oral law. And it's through those words that we conduct ourselves. We live through the words. And a person needs to unify the words that come out of his lips with the words as they are in his heart and in his mind. That we shouldn't be in two different places, one place in our heart and one place in our lips. This is true when we're davening and when we're learning, that we shouldn't be in two different places. And the same is true in business. We should be truthful people. Because this is a continuum from the spiritual Torah Shebikzav and Torah Shebal Peh into the human being. If any person were to say, look, I believe in the oral law, but I don't believe in the written law, or conversely, I believe in the written law, I don't believe in the oral law, we would call that person a heretic. Kach gamken, similarly here, kan, v'hoven, a person who only lives with the external speech and is absent in the internal, he's saying is the same thing. He quotes the Chazal, which is, your yes should be righteous, and your no should be righteous. And then the bounty can flow through him from above in a straight path. But a person who lives in two separate places, that person separates Hashem from his Shechina, heaven forbid. Rather, a person's conduct should live in truth. Emes, Hureish Teich Seif. Emes is made up of the beginning of the alphabet, the middle of the alphabet, and the end of the alphabet. Reish, Nikra, Aleph. The Reish is called the Aleph. Teichu, Amem. The middle is the Mem. Tav, Husayf, Aisius. The Tav, the final letter, is the final letter of the alphabet. Here we go. Ki yesh kama bnei adam, because there are several people. Shalomdim that learn Torah. Ushikau kishikau melimude, but when they get up from their learning, oisikol ma shayetzahor miyatze, they go and follow everything that their evil inclination tells them to do, straight from the Sefer. Vini Amr Chazal, yet Chazal tell us, in Pagabach Menovel Zeh, if this Menovel, this Yetzahor, attacks you, Mashchei Lebis Medesh, drag him into the study hall, Im Evin Hunamuach, if he's a rock, he'll melt. So what's going on? Why didn't the Torah melt the Yetzirah? Chazal say that that's where you take him to melt. So why didn't it work? But if the person would have learned Torah with truth, that while they were learning for the intent, for the purpose of connecting to the Ribbono Shel Olam in truth. That's what they were thinking about when they were learning. Then that really would have happened. Ki emes hu reish toich soif ka'amah, because emes suffuses from the beginning to the end. Reish nikra aleph. Now he says, what's the reish? The reish is the aleph. Mash mikashas atzmai baluf ha'shalaylam. The fact that the person connects himself to the aleph of the world, who is the aleph of the world, the master of the world. Umach nisa bikir b'ini, brings God into his life. Mem hu toich. Mem is the inside. Kemaim chazal, like we find a chazal, maimer sosu, maimer pesuach. The mem is in and of itself, if you look at Torah Shebal Peh begins with a mem, me'emasai. It ends with a mem. The final word of the Torah Shebal Peh is sholem. So that's it begins with that and ends with that. Ki yizgalus ha-Torah, the revelation of Torah, nikra maimer pesuach. That's called the opening of Torah, the opening of wisdom. Yesh gam kein neshama deraisa, but there's also a soul of Torah, hu apnimius. That's the internal of Torah. V'hanikra nigla nikroim levushe ha-Torah v'gufe ha-Torah. Not the neshama of Torah is like the Kabbalah of Torah. Nigla is called the clothing of Torah, the body of Torah, k'mo shiksiv hen v'hen gufei haTorah. But tzarich adam ledavikas atzmei al pnimius haTorah. A person needs to cleave when they're learning to the message that's contained in the internal of Torah, be'es oskei, while he's studying. V'zeh nikra toich. That's how a person needs to approach Torah from the inside. V'soif. What's the end? Husha'af. Even after a person gets up from his learning, and he goes to the things which we imagine are so distant, so far away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go do it to the business world, to a place, to a world where there are two paths, there there's free choice. That's the end of the line. Even there, the person should be bound with Hashem Yisbarach, with his Torah, because he was bound, because he was able to bind with HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the time he was studying Torah. Therefore, it is conducive that even when he gets into the business world, there too, he will live with Torah. This is the meaning of a person who learns in truth and lishma. This is the prayer that we say in davening so many different times. V'taher libeinu, Hashem, you should cleanse our hearts. La'avducha be'emes, daika, we say to serve you with truth. That means that we should be thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam when we're learning, and we should be thinking about the Ribbono Shel Olam when we're living. This is what the pasuk says, I will sprinkle upon you waters of purity. Torah is called water. When a person learns for this intent, it's called pure water because it cleanses the person. Like Chazal say, why is the section of Ahalim near the rivers, because Torah is like a river. However, when when a person's mouth and heart are not in the same place, umetames pivot the shine bitchila, and he contaminates his mouth. V'akach reitz alim, and then he wants to use that mouth to learn. Azak haviyochem metames al Torah chas v'shalom. He ends up contaminating the Torah. V'oz ena metare, then the Torah does not have the ability to cleanse him. V'atoyre nikra yama chochma. Torah is called, in addition, the sea of wisdom. Now he goes back to explain the pasuk. Torah is not on the other side of the ocean. For sure, those business people that conduct themselves according to Torah, which is called the sea, they live in the world of knowing Hashem in all of their ways. Is bevadai heim iker mikayme atayra. Those business people are the true up, the ones that really uphold Torah. Avaloy me'ever layami. What the pasuk says, it's not on the opposite side of the ocean. Meaning, ba'oisan shem oivrim es hayam. Those who cross over the sea. Ve'enim esnagim al pianal. They don't do it as we've discussed here. That's why it says not the business people. Because of the pasuk itself explains which business people. It's the business people of Me'eva Liyam, the people who go over the sea. They don't live in the sea, they go over the sea. So the people who live in the sea, they live in the world of Torah, they're the ones who really are fulfilled Torah. But the people who go over the sea, those are the ones who are living outside of Torah. These are serious rules, general rules. If we will have the merit to fulfill them. Amen. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen v'amen. Yimlech Hashem li'olam. Amen v'amen.